Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's time for another edition of our Soundcheck Picks of the Week, and we begin this week with one of the great voices in world music. At this point, Youssou N'Dour, from Senegal, has to be considered one of the biggest stars in African music. But for his new record, Roku Mi Roka, which means give and take, he's looking to the deserts of Mali and Mauritania for inspiration. There's also a political subtext to many of these songs. The title Roku Mi Roka can also refer to what Africa has received and especially brought to the developed world. This track is a duet with Nena Cherry, and it closes the record. Wake up, good morning. This is Dakar calling. Laughing, Italy. This is Senegal calling. Wake up, good morning. This is Dakar calling. Youssou, Italy. This is Africa calling. Loja Bonanga Kuta. Mangi Fidei, Mangi Fidel. Pespune, Tete Lucy. Nanga Kuka, Mabla Kla. Wake Up, It's Africa Calling is the name of that song from Youssou N'Dour. The Senegalese singer's new record is called Roku Mi Roka. The next of our Soundcheck picks this week is La Revolte and an album called Les Yeux Marchandants. It's the first album by a Montreal-based trio who are firmly anchored in the traditions of Quebecois folk music, but also seem to be looking to 1970s British folk rock bands like Fairport Convention and Steel Eye Span. Great vocal harmonies, but here sung entirely in French.
S'en vont tous ces êtres, être n'est plus qu'à voir, avoir son costume, costume d'illusion, d'illusion. Moi, de ces gens, je me sens loin, loin de leur monde, monde où tout est écrit, écrit à l'avant. À l'avance, sans doute derrière ces...
Tout ce bruit is the name of that track. The album is Les Yeux Marchandants from the Montreal-based group La Revolte. This is our Soundcheck picks for the week, and up next, Kitka and Mariana Sadowska. Their collaborative CD is called the Rusalka Cycle. It's simply extraordinary music arranged by this Ukrainian singer and musicologist, Mariana Sadowska, from traditional Ukrainian, Bulgarian, Georgian, and other traditions. Kitka, based in the Bay Area, specializes in Bulgarian singing, so they're up for both the musical and dramatic challenges of this piece, all about feminine spirits in old Europe. Here's an excerpt.
stella azzurra anche te angele te.
That's an excerpt from the Rusalka cycle by the band Kitka and Mariana Sadovska, the Ukrainian singer. Our final soundcheck pick this week is from David Byrne. It's the CD issue of Music for the Knee Plays. It's the first time that this 1987 LP has been put out on CD. Back in 87, David Byrne was at the height of his popularity. This was a collaboration with the great American dramatist Robert Wilson, and yet it almost immediately went out of print. Why? Because it sounds nothing like Talking Heads or anything else David Byrne had done. Inspired by New Orleans brass band music, Bulgarian singing, ambient music, it is finally now out on CD, still buoyant, still unconventional, and now maybe not so far ahead of the curve.
In the future, people with boring jobs will take pills to relieve the boredom. In the future, no one will live in cities. In the future, there will be many wars going on everywhere. In the future, everyone will think about love all the time.
That's a track called In the Future, sporting some vocals by David Byrne from his newly issued CD, Music for the Knee Plays. And those are our soundcheck picks of the week. For this week, you can get more information and look at past picks on the soundcheck page of our website, wnyc.org. Tomorrow on Soundcheck, one man's crusade to ban all music for a day. We'll hear about No Music Day being observed for the third year in a row tomorrow. Still ahead today, the Citizens Band, a downtown cabaret-style collective, performing live in our studio.
In the future, there'll be groups of wild people living in the wilderness.